Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Why don't you start with one of the golf offerings on the Oculus?
Yeah, the weird thing is, though, is if you play as John Daly, you also throw up.
and become addicted to smoking again.
Exactly.
That's how that
works. Virtual smoking.
So you have technically a landline that you're using that ran out of battery. And is there any way... Is there any way to charge a cordless without hanging it up?
As soon as you dock it, it hangs up.
Oh, no.
That is...
That's
that I can
the seventh
see.
Circle How of long? Hell.
Right before I was going to go on the show, and I'm like, doom-doom-doom-doom, brush the teeth, look in the mirror, let's go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It is so
like someone
nasty.
Put cigarettes out on your face.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like.
It looks like... Carl, not dramatic.
He's cutting again.
Not dramatic, but enough to know, especially right on the beak. It was so
is that when you came out
old
of the bathroom
man
and,
looking.
And told What's Carla that you were going to get her and her little dog, too?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. With Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, dear, I forgot to load my commercials. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Great to have you along on a fabulous, fabulous Monday. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Rob, maybe a little louder for you now.
Okay.
We'll get it figured out. Sorry for the delay in starting today. Oscar's in Los Angeles, so we gave him a little extra time to get together. So 7 a.m. for Oscar this morning, and he got stuck in Los Angeles. So my apologies for that.
Thank you, Omicron.
And you can tell he sounds a little bit different, but that's okay. We're here,
yes.
And we're all together, and the modern technology, we can do that for you. And Rob is in Washington, D.C., where
Hello.
They're having a blizzard today. And I'm down here in Fort Myers, Florida, where nothing's really happening, except people are getting older by the day. That's how that works.
Well, everywhere people are getting older by the day.
Yes, this is true. This is true. But I mean... Like the older getting older.
Yes, the much older.
I mean?
Yes, I hear you.
So, but don't buy me. I'm actually just doing this as we start because I forgot. Because
well, you
I
know,
forget
Oscar
things.
Wanted to mention.
I forget. In fact, the opening of this show today will be all about forgetting. Forgetting. Forgetting on my part and not giving a shit on Pony and Rob's part. But that's all right. It's my fault. The buck stops with me. And I'll get to you in just a second. So it concerns my offer of calling a listener who was going to buy 30 fruitcakes.
30 and fruitcakes for 30 that. Minutes.
Yes, 30 for 30.
Right.
Yes.
Now, shortly before, the offer was if you buy a fruitcake for, if you buy 30 fruitcakes, I would call and have a half hour chat with you on Christmas Eve. And so about maybe a day or two before Christmas Eve, I reached out to Rob and said, well, I've got the text here. Hold on just a second. And I would call this guy. And so nobody had contacted me about his number or what was going on. Or
I thought you were
like going
to reach Scrooge to him.
What's that? Be Scrooge?
You were going to read Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah, Twas
no,
the
I was
Night
just gonna
Christmas.
Chat. I was going to chat with the guy. You know, I mean, that's all I really wanted to do. So let me see here. I'm going all the way back. Let's see.
It was right before.
Friday, December 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
11:08 a.m. So it is Christmas Eve morning.
Right.
Hey, lads, is there a listener I need to call today? Has any contact been made? Is he expecting a 30-minute call? Please let me know. All right. So then Rob responds to me, I just spoke with Pony, and he will send you the phone number shortly. Mm. I write back, has any contact been made? Is he expecting my call? Honestly, please, I assume none of that happened. Rob writes, I have not. I believe Pony emailed him to get the phone number. Pony, can you verify this? Pony, I pulled his number from our sales records. That was it. Then the phone calls began.
Then I spoke to you, yes. And it was obviously a ball drop on both of our parts. I did eventually
Whose parts?
Myself and Pony.
Oh, okay.
Right. And I apologize for the fact that it turned out that way. I reached out to the man immediately and heard back from him, I believe, on the 26th or 7th. And
then I said, after I was on the phone, I said, let's just do it New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rob sent me an email saying that he is available for a chat 10 a.m. Eastern on New Year's Eve, which I then forgot. And then when I remembered later in the day on New Year's Eve, I called him and he was not answering his phone. And I have called him multiple times now. What is the gentleman's name? Matt?
Matt Hall.
Matt Hall. From the Mike O'Mara show has let you down. I still owe you a phone call.
Yes.
I believe I left a message on your machine. But Matt Hall was unreachable after that morning on New Year's Eve. And I don't know much else
Matt
about
Hall.
That. But I wanted to apologize.
I have been in touch with him. And he is not.
Fruit Fritters.
He is not.
What do you mean you've been in touch with him? When?
I've spoken with him on the phone twice.
When was the last time? Since after New Year's Eve?
Yeah, and we tried to set something up. He said there was no...
No. Come on. Hold on.
I'm
folks. All right. You're getting what I get.
No,
right?
Hold on.
So
hold
New
on.
Year's Eve, I missed the call. Then I said, I screwed up. Can we... and I haven't been able to reach the guy. And that was the last time I talked to you about it.
Look, I think it all falls down on our end, not Mike's end.
Of course.
And, that's just
no,
the reality.
No, I dropped the ball. This is my fault. And all I wanted to do was say, Matt... sorry it didn't happen. I would have loved to chat with you on Christmas Eve. Thank you so very much for the purchase of the fruitcakes. I hope you got them out to all your friends, and I hope you enjoyed that. And I'm glad you're a landline guy.
You know what he is? He's a big supporter of the
show. A wonderful supporter and a great guy.
He has no fault in this at all. I missed the call on New Year's Eve. He was expecting. Did he say he was expecting my call on New Year's Eve?
He said no big deal. He said, what's the call?
Well, I feel bad about it. I still want to say hi to the guy.
All right. Well, I will make it happen.
Why don't we call him right now?
Okay.
No, because it would be, it'd be 7 a.m. But if he's not a cell phone guy, he's not going to answer his cell phone at 7 a.m. if he won't answer it. Because I was trying to be San Francisco time with the guy.
Yeah, well, he's also up kind of early. He said he's an early riser. Yeah. We could try to call him. I think that might be
unless
nice.
Unless he's trading. Maybe he's
sorry,
trading
why don't you try
bonds.
To call him right now?
Okay, hold on.
Buy, sell.
I'm dialing
buy, sell.
Now. Hold on.
That'd be wonderful. Then I would feel closure. Feel so guilty. Put that up to the microphone so we can...
He's probably watching right now.
He could be.
Maybe he is. I mean, we're taping an hour late today. But you're on the West Coast, Oscar, because you got a flight canceled.
It's early. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, Rob.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, buddy. I'm just going to the airport. I got to fly my son back to St. Pete for school.
Oh, well,
right, tell him
what he's on
there. You are on the air with the Mike O'Mara show. I'm glad we were finally able to connect.
This is not the time to talk about Mike O'Mara's show. You guys are awesome. But no, I gotta head to SFO. But,
all right. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you.
All right. We did want to take a moment to say thank you for the support.
And I'm sorry I missed the call.
And we're sorry we missed the
where
call.
Do you want to go
and I'm sorry
there?
We couldn't make the phone call through our board.
Jim Amato is going to sell it.
So thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great day, okay? He's gone. He's on the way to the airport.
What hit the board?
My thumb.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to 2022. It sounds like he's a busy man.
Very busy man.
So today, another thing I wanted to mention to you right out of the gate. There's so much to cover. Oscar's stuck in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I had a medical procedure. And I think I can see it on my monitor, but I have to share this. So I go to...
Was it an elective procedure, Mike?
Well, it was a... what you do down here when you're out in the sun all the time is you go to the dermatologist to make sure that the sun hasn't caused any potential cancerous stuff on your face. So for years, I have observed the people down here, mostly that I golf with, that will occasionally show up with a Band-Aid here and a Band-Aid there and a Band-Aid there. And I always thought it was interesting, and I've become accustomed to it, that they're going to their dermatologist where the dermatologist will hack something
how
off
does
of
it
their
make you,
face.
How does it make you feel? Because it's not a good look. They think that
it's
perhaps
a horrible
you're not going to notice if they have
they know they just don't
the
care.
Little round Band-Aid on the face. You
little
know?
Band-Aid, and it's an older thing where they check you. So I had mine scheduled and anybody that's older, this is old time talk now, I had on my arm right here where this Band-Aid is, I had a mole that didn't look quite right. And then when I called them, I said, I want somebody to look at this. And I said, and I also need a screening. Oh, see, and she says, oh, the lady that worked for Ferris Bueller's principal said, oh, it seems to me that you've, it's been a long time since you've come in here. And she was
right. You're taking notes for Mr. O'Mara.
And she comes in, she says, well, you need to do a screening too. So I make an appointment, and the good news is that the guy has moved his office super close to where I live.
Great.
And he's one of these doctors that's so scary successful that the doctor now builds his own building. He's got his own building where he's going to have other doctors rent space from him. So he's doing well. Real happy about that. And also, you know, and he's also selling procedures in his office that compete with my wife's procedures, which is a why don't you come in and show everybody how you look this morning?
2022.
Seriously, yeah. Come on. Look at those pants. Those are the pants. Look at,
wow.
These are the pants I got for Carla for Christmas. You want to lean down and say hi?
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Happy New Year, Carla.
Boy, I wish
Happy
I was
New
getting
Year.
Wish I was getting my face Happy washed by you today in your special studio place.
Yeah, thanks for the outfit.
It's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. Good. So I'm talking about the dermatologist. Can you see my face? What's happening? Up close, they can't see it on camera.
God. Mike,
I've got makeup on.
Oh my gosh!
Because here, if I didn't have makeup on, you'd see a burn mark here, a burn mark here, burn mark here.
Here.
Yeah, I've got all the places where. So I go in. All right, thank you.
So he's built his.
That's your stuff over there. I'm really glad I bought you a printer. Really glad I bought you a printer so you could use mine again. Have a nice day,
Mike. He built his.
It's Monday. Back to work.
This doctor built his own building.
Well, no, they occasionally these guys are successful.
You buy the real estate, and you parse it out.
And they do their own thing. So, you know, and it's always the type of doctor that does that.
Yeah,
too.
Of course.
So he's doing procedures.
He's a climber, Mike.
And he is always late.
Yep.
Always late. Like, I get there for a 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. appointment on Thursday. I get there at 3:45, and they get me back in about 5-6 minutes.
That's
I'm
great.
Back in there. And then he comes rolling in at 4:20.
Hey,
I don't
man.
Know. He comes rolling in at 4:20, and I'm waiting. And I'm looking at all his stuff, and he's got stuff that it looks like they know what I'm there for. They're going to hack something off and send it out to the cancer doctor. And so that's what they do.
I know.
And
but I mean, so, like, what stuff have they laid out for you in preparation?
They got a bottle. They got, like, it looks like a little container, you know, where they're going to send off a little piece of me. They've got, like, the it's just stuff laid out. And then a can. Looks like a spray can, like what you would spray paint a car with.
Okay.
But I know it's the freezy stuff.
Sure.
I know that's what it is.
I know exactly what you mean.
Other than that, I know nothing about what's going on. Other than this guy is going to roll in shortly, and he's very popular down here. And, that's really all I know about the guy, is that he's a very popular guy, has very thriving practice.
Good.
So he comes rolling in, and he said, okay, so I see we've got a problem. Looks at the bad part first, and they deal with that. So he freezes it, then he injects it, and then he takes what looks like almost like a Band-Aid, but it's almost like a paper cut. It's a piece of paper, and he drags it underneath the thing, and it's gone. Like
wow.
That.
Wow. How big is the piece of paper? Is it like a razor blade size? Or?
It's like a Band-Aid size. It's
oh,
like
that's
a Band-Aid.
Wild.
It's like a little Band-Aid, and that's how he hacks the thing off.
Virtually
and then,
painless?
Yeah. I mean, he just puts the Band-Aid back on and says, keep some Neosporin or some Vaseline on it with a Band-Aid for a couple of days, and it's healed.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. And then it's the this is the arm that's not really, I don't know.
But that's your hang out of the window when you drive arm.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Sure you do. In your
pickup
truck.
That wouldn't get burned. That would because it's on the inside of the arm.
How do you
it's
signal right a left turn?
That's how I do it, Rob.
Oh no, come on.
That's
now.
It. That's how I do it. So he then does my screening, and he some of the people use a light, some people just do the once over, and you know, check iron and finger and do that. And I said, he said, any areas bothering you? I said, well, at the end of at the end of my nose, when I'm out in the sun, even with sunscreen, I feel it feels a little sensitive. He said, well, let's take a look at that face. He said, yeah, you got a few precancerous areas. Everybody gets those in the sun, bada, bada, bada. Let me, let's clean those up for you.
Oh, boy.
Mm. And so then he says, all right, what we're going to do is we're just going to put this solution on it. It freezes. He didn't say anything, really. He just said, we're going to clean things up. Doesn't even explain anything. So he goes, takes this big spray paint can and goes, tsst, tsst.
All and over your face.
All these here,
little areas.
Here, 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 here. Wait. Here, here. A bunch of areas on my face, and he says, He says, so this should take care. It's no big deal. Everybody gets them. But, you know, it'll be fine. In a couple of days, they're probably going to scab up a little bit, and that'll be it. So a couple of days arrived this morning.
Oh, dear.
Like right before I was going to go on the show, and I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, brush the teeth, look in the mirror, let's go. Oh, my God. It is so
like someone
nasty.
Put cigarettes out on your face.
Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
It looks like not dramatic.
He's cutting again.
Not dramatic, but enough to know, especially right on the beak.
Yeah.
Right on the end of the beak. And it was just, it was so.
Is that when you came out of the bathroom
and
told Carla that you were going to get her and her little dog too?
It was really horrible.
My father had the same thing done.
Because like, he went there. He's 80.
Yeah.
I'm right.
He went there and he came back. I was like, did you pay for that? And he's like, no. He said he was just going to take care of a few things. And his head looked like a meteor. Like it was a bunch of burns on it. And you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's freeze burn. I don't think they burn you. I think they freeze you. And that's like a burn.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they frostbite your face. But anywho, you know,
you
that's
still have
it.
All your toes?
Still got all my toes. Everything's doing well. Yeah. It was a
doctor
wonderful.
Doctor wanted to drag the Band-Aid over my toe.
It was a wonderful holiday. Great to be here. Great to be back. But before we move on and in the next break, and we'll do news in the third segment today,
okay.
I want to cover the plethora of celebrity deaths that we were away for. It was, you know, it was amazing that both John Madden and Betty White passed. And she got all the credit she deserved. She died at a time when there was no other story that was superseding her passing. She got the attention she deserved. And what was great about her passing away, the tribute that they gave her after she passed away, was the clips. And just remembering how goddamn funny she was, especially on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which was the character of characters.
Oh, wonderful.
For her, Betty White, to play Sue Ann Niven, who was the passive-aggressive, evil, horn-doggy
sexaholic
lady, was just spectacular. I forgot how that show was a funny show with great actors who are all gone now.
Everybody.
On the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Watched it with my sister and my mom sitting in our living room growing up. And that show, but for Betty White, that was just such a great role for her. And then on the Golden Girls, which a lot of people watched around the Golden Girls, which I didn't watch. I was not a big fan of the Golden Girls. But she was great on that show, too. And she was just a super nice person. Had a great love story in Hollywood with a game show host named Alan Ludden, who hosted the game show Password, which is gone now. Is Password even taping anymore? Do they do any kind of Password
it
anymore?
It comes and goes. I don't think it's currently in production.
I think LastPass bought them.
Now, Mike, two things. Did you happen to watch Saturday Night Live? Obviously, a rerun because of the holidays, but Saturday Night Live on Saturday night, the late one.
No.
They reran last minute call, so last minute that it was actually still in the grid as another episode. They reran Betty White's episode from about 10 years ago.
Yeah, when she was 88.
And it was the best tribute to a performer that you can imagine, because she was able to reflect back on everything you just said, but she was still so with it and did about 5-6 amazing sketches.
Yeah,
and
she's something else.
Did
really
a marvelous monologue, and then at the end, and it seemed so genuine, it was the Mother's Day show, they gave her 2 bouquets of roses, and she seemed overwhelmed in a grandma sort of way, that it was so sweet that these youthful comics and the Hollywood of that time today was really honoring her. And when you see her a little older and not quite as with it, it's not as chilling as to see someone who was still 88, pushing 90, and still getting it done. And I remember reading about it, that at Saturday Night Live, she was coaching the kids on joke readings and how to make scenes work, because it's just in her DNA of how to be funny.
Yeah, and she had it.
What an
she
amazing tribute. I mean, I'm sure it's all online. Go and watch. Especially, there is a census sketch they buried last sketch of the night she did with Tina Fey that is as perfect as anything you can watch. So
oh,
watch
wow.
that. With
I'd like
Betty
to
White.
Go watch. I'm going to go back and watch
that. Do watch that.
I
it was
look
really
forward
good.
To that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then prior to that, of course, I think it was prior to Betty White, right?
I
John
believe
Madden.
So. Yeah.
John Madden first, yes.
And I have used, I didn't get a chance to say this in my post. I gave a nice little tribute to him in a Facebook post that I put up. But as far as John Madden, back on the old Don and Mike show, when Rudy Martsky, the TV editor for USA Today, would get us all these TV guests. And I remember when he first got us John Madden. And it was a big deal, because everybody loved John Madden. And this is long enough ago where John Madden was still in the broadcast booth. And I will tell you that John Madden, for me, as far as an A-list celebrity guest, was always the gold standard, because he brought the John Madden TV persona that you get when there was a blowout football game or at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. He brought that to the show, and I was so grateful. And then we had him on one or two other times after that, and he always did that. He told a story about, I think, getting rental shoes for a wedding that he was going to be in
that
had us falling on the floor. He was the goods. And to come on a local, and I know we were syndicated at the time, but I still call it a local radio show. And to give us the A-list material was so special. And it was, I said in my post that that's what's missing today with sports broadcasting. You just don't. You know, a great example would be, I would have loved to have John Madden in the broadcast booth when Antonio Brown had his full-fledged meltdown, where it just would have been good to have a little humor injected into that. And you know, it just seems like the humor has been sucked out of the room when it comes to sportscast now, that it's just X's and O's, and we need more guys where with personality. I don't think you have to always have an ex-football player as a color commentator. I don't think that's essential. I think you could have an equipment manager. You could have a funny, you could have a stand-up, not a stand-up comedian, because you got to have a little balance there. But just have some of the assistant coaches or these guys that don't have to do it. John Madden brought a levity to what is essentially entertainment, folks. No one's living or dying by this stuff, but they act like they are, and it's gotten too...
It's gotten worse.
It's gotten overanalyzed. Yes, Oscar, go ahead.
A couple anecdotes. One, his reach was... You could see it on social media. You could see it on the highways here in L.A., where you literally see these billboards from EA Sports thanking John Madden, that they look like the Madden
greatest video game in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, they look like the Madden video game cover, but they say, thank you for all you've done. And it's on every billboard in LA that's digital. Right. It's beautiful. And then on the other side, I have a Madden story that's outside of broadcasting. For no less than a month and a half, we were in negotiations with John Madden for the Madden Mangrates. He was going to be the sponsor.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mangrates in its early inception. We were working with his talent agency and trying to work out all the dollars. And it was fascinating to see how his team worked and what they looked at. This is roughly 10 years ago now, maybe 12, where the machine that was John Madden was so well oiled. Now, it didn't work out in the long run. You know, I think that it should have. That was not my call. But the reach that he had, even at his age, was just was impressive. Absolutely impressive.
That's very cool. I didn't know that you did that with John Madden. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. That's very cool. Yeah, Rob.
Two other things. First, do you remember that Madden joined us, I believe, on September 12th after the September 11th bombings?
And no, I don't remember that. God, you got a better memory.
He called in and he opined. He said, I think the NFL should play this weekend. And they ended up playing that weekend. But it was that was a little off-putting because it was not the John Madden you described. It was a somber, reflective, but very intelligent John Madden.
Super bright guy.
And
super bright guy. That kind of dumbed-down character that you got in Miller Lite commercials and in the broadcast booth on some was not reflective of his mind.
Right.
And which made him such a great football coach when he did what I think the modern coaches try to do. Where the taskmasters in the NFL are not necessarily as successful as like the Jimmy Johnsons and the John Maddens and the Joe Gibbs. Mm-hmm. You think of Joe Gibbs as this very conservative, disciplined guy. Joe Gibbs' philosophy and Tom Landry's was get the talent assembled. Let them gel, and you care about them showing up on time and showing up on the field, and that's it. And now you got a lot more of these kind of heavy-handed guys that I don't think are successful in the NFL. It's weird. John Madden was one of the first guys that he had a gang of misfits on the Oakland Raiders. Kenny Stabler, Marv Hubbard at running back. You had the late John Matuszak, who was a nut. Lyle Alzado. These were maniacs. Howie Long, who's the straightest shooter of the bunch, but he was part of that group too.
Yeah.
These just amazing. Did Howie Long play for Madden? I don't know. I don't know if Howie's that old. But anyway, it's just I'm a huge fan of John.
And Mike,
Madden,
to put a button on it, there were two great tributes done on Twitter. I think they also aired them on the networks. Fox took a funny outlook. CBS took a more sincere one. I'd like to save the CBS one for the Audio Vault because it's very sweet.
Okay.
But I would like to play this. This is a little less than 2 minutes. But this is what Fox did to salute John Madden and to speak about bringing levity and fun to the booth. I think this encapsulates this very well. Fox did this. This is from their Twitter feed if you want to see the accompanying video.
Hi, John Madden here. So I kind of go back like this. I hide and I throw peanuts out there. But they can't see me, but I'm watching them right here to see what they're doing. At first, I make them mad because I hit them.
Size 5 shoe.
Maybe that's why he doesn't have a lot of range, Pat. With a size 5 shoe, you aren't going to kick it downtown, are you? Here's a 20 pound. This lobster weighs 20 pounds.
Bigger that guy.
How about the baked potato? Where do you get a 20 pound baked potato? That's a hot dog.
Baked potato.
Cortez Kennedy got that hot dog someplace.
Oh, this is great. They talk about how they snuck a hot dog down onto the field, and it's a several clips here.
He gave it
down to
Rick
for
Meyer.
A player.
Yeah.
I thought it was chewing tobacco. That was a big old hot dog. Here's how they smuggle it in right
in
there.
The helmet.
There's a hot dog in that helmet.
That's one place we won't find John Madden.
No, that looks like the old 545 to the moon. Look at the nose of that thing. I mean, that's going straight up in the air. At some point, that guy got to level it off, doesn't he? Do you ever believe the cow jumped over that thing? Yeah, there's Howie. There's Jimmy. Look at them. They're getting their faces on, rubbing their hands. Sometimes you rub your hands like that, and you freshen up, and it goes right to your brain to help you talk. How do you know when you have one of those things on straight? But if the guy goes unabated, that's a new word, unabated, that's kind of too big a word. That's like mayonnaise. I mean, that's the biggest word I know. If you took your mouthpiece and stuck it in someone else's ear, then you have to wash it. But as long as you keep it on your person, then you don't have to wash it. They have two Smurfs. He's Smurf 1. Virgil Say is Smurf 2. Two little guys.
I'm going to open this thing up. You see it now? Look up there. It's closed. I'm going to push this button right here.
Watch
it.
Super
just says open. It's simple. But I'm going to push it, and now the thing's going to open. I just took control. That thing's opening up. Now we got a story here.
Yeah.
We were playing indoors. We're going to be playing outdoors.
I know, but you're starting to like all that power.
I'm going to stay down here and control everything. I may close it again if I don't like it.
I'll see you sometime.
I'll be back.
One of a kind, man. One of a kind. Awesome.
Just loved it.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Awesome. It was having fun. It was the joy of doing it. You know, it was just, I don't know. I was so excited when we got him on and when he gave us the A stuff. I always had a soft spot in my heart for John Madden. So that's the celebrity death. And on a local note for the DC people, a guy that wrote the radio TV, not didn't write it, but kind of curated a website known as DCR TV, was a guy named Dave Hughes. And Dave Hughes was, how do I describe Dave Hughes? He was kind of a quirky guy that...
Like a broadcast file.
It was a radio file, TV file, mm-hmm. but primarily radio, and would collect... stories about local radio, and for a time, it was not a long time. It had gone by the by towards the end of his life, but in its heyday, people would check in with him, and GMs would talk to him, and program directors would talk to him. So you'd find out sometimes on TCR TV, you're going to get canned before you got canned.
Yeah.
Didn't happen in my case, thank God.
Thank God.
But there were always rumors on there, and you know, at one time or another, everybody that was on radio would hate the guy, would absolutely hate the guy because he would do it.
What was great about Dave, and also not so great about Dave's website, not the man himself, is that you would find yourself on both ends of the, I guess, the hate and also the admiration. And you would, when you're there, you're like, oh man, this is great, or this is terrible. And as a broadcaster, you would, everyone to a man would get sucked into that world. But this is what Dave would do. If you would write Dave, he would pull it down. Or if there was some issue you had, Dave would tell you who wrote the email or who wrote the rumor. He would give you their email or he'd give you.
Well, you had more contact than I ever had with. I met with the guy one time, and it was you know, it was kind of back and forth with him. We were there are people that would say that he was obsessed with the Don and Mike show, and maybe he was to a degree. But if there was a, you know, I think he was obsessed with radio, and I think he in a way that really for a long time kept him chugging along. And I think he had another presence, at least I read about that online, that I was not aware of. But too young, apparently 62, 63 years old, my too age, young, basically, and passed away of a heart attack. And so, you know, it's just, you know, tomorrow promise to no one. You always hear that. Yeah. And and that was it. Did we miss anybody else that bought it while we were gone? It seemed like, God, we leave for...
No, he's alive.
Oh,
Mac has survived COVID.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my neighbor's down here, four doors down, vaccinated and boosted with COVID now.
Oh,
so it's just down here, breakthrough.
I tried calling Mac. Mac changed his number. Weird.
He changed his number?
Yes.
I wished him Happy New Year. Yes.
Mike, Dan Reeves.
Dan Reeves passed away, former coach of the Washington Redskins, longtime coach of the Denver Broncos, player in the NFL for the Dallas Cowboys. Dan Reeves passed away. So Mac had COVID and was in the hospital with it, right?
Yeah, because he's got the autoimmune. He's talked about it openly on the,
Addison,
the show.
He's immunocompromised. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's out, though. So we wish him the very best. But, you know, down here, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, I was getting low on masks in my car. I bought a new 20 pack. I didn't think I'd be doing that
again. I know. And they say,
I'm traveling on January 14th and having to go through more hoops than you could possibly imagine down here. It's crazy, and I hope to God I don't have to pull the plug, because travel is insane, and we're going to hear about it when we come back, because Oscar, well, there he is. He's in Los Angeles. Yes. He's not next to you.
No, he's not.
You know, yeah. Shannon, I hope you enjoy that extra day. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we will come back with that and more fun and more thrills. Happy New Year, everybody. Merry Christmas. And Matt Hall, again, sorry about that. That is my fault, and I hope I can touch base with you. I was kidding about the other stuff. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Twitch.
And I'm Amato.
You asked for it, and we're back with more TMOS True or False. We'll drop a fascinating fact about a TMOS personality, and you guess whether it's true or false.
Buckle up, Buttercup. Here we go.
Former President Bill Clinton is a regular at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
True. He goes there for the poutine and the ladies.
As a child actor, Oscar Santana played the role of Vicky the Robot in the 1980s sitcom Small Wonder.
He was cute in those dresses.
Pleased to meet you.
78% of the Pacific Northwest is powered by Big Dirk Energy.
You know it.
8 out of 10 ladies are always satisfied.
Hi, Carla.
Shopping God. Through the TMOS Shopping Center in 2022 is a fantastic way to support TMOS.
All right. Correcto mundo.
Shop online and then pick it up at the store or have it shipped to your door.
Treat yourself and get shopping now. Click that banner at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. Non-sexy guys shouldn't talk sex.
Disagree.
That's just the rule.
Disagree.
That's the rule. Yeah, I know. I know you. Anyway, welcome back to the show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Chime. Mm-hmm. It's a new year, which means it's time to leave behind things that don't serve you well, like overdraft fees.
Yes.
Overdraft fees are the last thing you need when your checking account balance is low. But with Chime, an award-winning app, and debit card, you can save that hard-earned paper without paying overdraft fees. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals with absolutely no overdraft fees. That's why Chime is awesome. Chime works with you. Make your first good decision in 2022 and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. See chime.com/spotme. And thank you. Glad to have them back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back. Yes, I guess it was yesterday or last evening. I had a chat with Oscar, and he is stuck in L.A. Not a bad place to be stuck. What's the weather like out in Los Angeles now?
The entire time we were here up to New Year's, it was rainy and rainy and rainy and soggy and rainy. And then the day we were supposed to leave, it was nice. I was like, oh, this is just drizzle and not necessarily just a downpour of rain.
So you'll take drizzle.
I'll take drizzle. But yeah. What I won't take is Delta notifying us an hour before our flight that they've canceled our flight.
Well, it's Delta and every other airline in the United States now, as you were smack dab in the middle of not only weather delays, but the Omicron issue with staffing with airlines. It's just insane. And so it was an hour before your flight. So you're packed up and you're getting ready to go to the airport when you get noticed.
We're ready an hour before we were supposed to get to the airport. So we're in the car ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the notifications canceled. And they're like, okay, we'll get you out tonight. And I was like, at least we're going out tonight. And this is where they get you. Mike, they didn't have us on a direct flight. You're going to stop in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, that's nice. I love, you know what? This is, if you got to go to Detroit, this is the time of year to do it.
Let me tell you how I feel about connections. Yeah. I'm weird about connections. As at least you are going in the same direction generally.
Correct. Yeah.
I cannot stand when I want to go somewhere and I have to go to Philadelphia to get to Chicago. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like to go, just keep me in the general direction.
Or that Atlanta. Then go to D.C.
Here's a winner, Mike. One time flying from Chicago to D.C., I was connected in Dallas.
Oh, my God. That's like the worst. That's a great example.
Yeah, it is, but it happened. That. Got me home.
I really do.
So at this point, I am looking for rentals because I know we're going to somehow get stuck in Michigan, in Detroit. So how far is it from Detroit to D.C.? Roughly 9 hours. You can drive that. Something that'll happen. And my wife is looking at me like I'm crazy because she said, why? They're going to get us home. I said, no. This is the bit that's going to happen. I can tell you, I'm a soothsayer. I look in the future. And she said, what do you mean? I said, they're going to get us to Michigan and then something's going to happen in Michigan and we're never going to get to DC on an airplane. She said, you're always thinking about the worst that's going to happen. I said, that's how I get ahead in life. I try to see all the angles.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Got to.
I'm with you. It's great to think ahead. What's the worst thing? Cancel a rent a car. Not going to cost you any money. You're fine with that.
So we get the rent a car. We know the flight's going to happen. We're like, okay, just in case that happens, we're set. We literally get back to my sister's place, roughly 40 minutes from the airport. We unpack, we have some food, we pack up again, we get everything still in the car, in the garage, we're fine, get in. I get a ping that says our Detroit flight is canceled.
Oh my God, so many people went through this crap over the weekend. God, you think you were flying the Sunday after both holidays. Oh, that's right. You were flying the Sunday after both holidays.
This was Saturday. Saturday.
So, well, it's still tough. It's still after. Still tough. New Year's Day, you would think you would have a better shot. But, I mean, it was the Omicron thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Omicron put it, and I'm not going to, you know, bamboozle the airlines. I just, you got to get ahead of it. So I said, well.
And also Detroit still has that river that's on fire, don't they?
let's call.
The river.
A shout out. They give me $0. Let's call American Express Travel and let's see what they can find.
Cool.
Let's call Delta and see what they can find. So we're on a landline, two different cell phones. Guess how long the wait for the Delta customer support was. Just rough.
I know down here they had a news story. So I have a little tip on this, but I believe one of the ones I saw, and this is no exaggeration, was 20 hours.
What?
20, 20 hours.
I was going to guess like an hour 40.
20 hours. No. They literally have the balls to come on and go, your estimated wait time is 20 hours. I mean, how effed is it? It's just not feasible to look. It's the razor thin profit margins that require them to try to run an operation that's going to deal with millions of people with not enough people to handle it. That's what the problem is in
the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
So
in the middle of a pandemic. Right. Exactly.
Delta gives us the whole 4 hours and 48 minute mark. So we got a little closer than 20 hours, Mike.
But think about that. 4 hours of you guys go to the movie and dinner afterwards, and I'll be here at midnight.
Mike,
waiting.
They saved him 15 hours, which is known as the Delta variant.
The Delta variant. There it is.
Stayed on hold for 2.5 of those hours. And then my
speaker phone and you passed it back and forth. What was your method for passing the 2 hours for the
order? No, we just had it. We had it with the music playing on speaker.
Ugh, the worst.
And then the cordless dies. The cordless dies.
Oh no!
Which means
you have technically a landline that you're using that ran out of battery. And is there any way to charge a cordless without hanging it up?
As soon as you dock it, it hangs up.
Oh no!
That's the seventh circle of hell. How long did you have the cordless on hold before it died? The battery died.
2.5 hours. 2.5 hours.
One would think.
Just so. Oh, I can't imagine. That's like throw the thing across the room anger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was so grumpy, and everybody in the family was like, "The Oscar's grumpy." And I was like, "I wonder why."
That is just it. So all of a sudden you're listening to the music. It's like. The phone's dead. Oh, it only has a short.
I hear the beep beep.
Yeah, I was gonna say you usually get a beep beep, and then
so it gives you a little warning.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't they have another? Didn't they have another cordless on the extension that you could use?
They couldn't find it. It's the story of cordless.
Yeah, it's
they
not
couldn't
a
find it.
It is not
they
a cord. Find, it's not a landline culture anymore, Mike.
So I was like, well, all I have is a dock. I slam it on the dock. I'm like, I'm gonna save the world. And as soon as I slam it, it goes boop boop. You've called.
You're gone. But really, airlines, come
terrible.
On.
Yeah.
Terrible.
This is the economy. Nobody getting people to work, getting people, you know, jobs. Mm-hmm. That it's just I don't know. I can't.
Finally, get
so many
through.
Problems you can't figure them out.
So I'm on the other call on my cell, American Express. They get us a flight on Tuesday, which is tomorrow.
Okay,
heading home. All worked out. It was nice. They actually had their own troubles getting what they had to get because the whole world was trying to get the right flight, right? They offered me, like, I've never flown first class. Let me tell you, I knew it was expensive. Never thought it'd be $4,000 expensive to get home. Not flying that. We're flying coach. There's like, but they initially offered, they said, you can sit next to your wife in first class. They said, what does that cost? If you just wondering. And they're like, oh, you're interested? They said, yeah, I've never flown first class. And she's like, it's a little bit more expensive.
Boom.
Our flights home were roughly $500, right?
Yeah.
Not terrible. And the $4,200 mark for first class blew my mind.
Yeah,
blew my mind.
So they had availability.
800% increase, Oscar.
They had the availability in first class.
They had it there. And then I was like, well, is there a way that we could, you know, we'll sit anywhere on the plane. I just want to be able to sit next to my wife. And they figured that out, which I got to give a tip of the hat to American Express, that they worked it out with American Airlines and they got it done.
So what time are you leaving from L.A. tomorrow?
2 p.m. We will a direct flight. We will be home by 9 p.m. and back in the studio by 9 a.m.
Perfect. So we'll be joining you from Los Angeles again tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And that's very now exciting. That I see the sun coming up behind me, you'll be able to see the city. I'll have a new set.
Oh, a new set tomorrow. Really? Does that mean we won't have the llamas?
No llamas tomorrow.
The llamas over your left shoulder? That's well, that's wonderful. I am very glad that, you know,
everybody's safe out there. But technology allows us to work remote.
Yeah.
2 p.m. flight tomorrow. You should be getting a text message at 1 p.m. from the airline. That's the way they normally do that.
What time does that put you in Minneapolis?
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. New for 2022. We'll be right back.
Hello, fans. Welcome to ESPN College Game Day. We're coming to you today from beautiful Morgantown, West Virginia, for what should be an excellent matchup between the WVU Mountaineers and the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. I'm Mark Riddell, and I'm joined in the broadcast booth by my partner in college football excellence, calling the X's and O's, as always, Kerry Spiewak.
I wanted to say boys and guys, and I said them at the same time.
Mountaineers with the ball. They take it up the gut for a gain of 5 yards.
I get it. Good night.
Yeah, you are so right. That's why I love working with you. You're the best in the business.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm a woman. I make babies.
You're right, Gary. I should mention our sponsor. Game Day is brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Shop Target and Walmart through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com for all your Game Day tailgating needs. For Kerry Spiewak and myself, thanks for tuning in.
I'm so bad.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Byju's Future School. Even in the best schools, your child probably isn't getting the one-to-one teaching they need to reach their full potential. In a classroom with dozens of kids, teachers just don't have the time to customize their approach. At Byju's Future School, students receive a personalized attention curriculum and world-class learning experiences completely online to supplement their in-person school education. Byju's math and music courses help build a foundation of knowledge and self-confidence. And with Byju's coding course, students get the fundamentals of coding through their favorite games like Roblox and Minecraft. They'll have tons of fun while learning about the technology that makes games, apps, and cryptocurrencies possible. Join the millions of parents accelerating their kids' learning today. Your child can build their own Minecraft character in the first 4 weeks. Visit Byju's.com/podcast to enroll in your first four classes. That's a $99 value for just $9.99. That's four classes for just $9.99 at byjus.com/podcast. Do it. Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Did you see on the
world? Hold on a sec.
And into your digital device. Gotta play the thing. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. Yes, Oscar.
Did you see that Apple gave some of the engineers retention bonuses of $180,000?
I know I should have studied engineering.
Coders. I know we should have been coders.
I mean, I was, JP of the Sports Junkies sent me the book for their The Junkies Still Barking, which is out now, and featuring a little blurb from your guy at the very front of the book. I didn't make the back cover. Didn't make the back cover. I really thought I'd make the back cover, but you can't make the back cover when Donnie Simpson gets his name on the back cover. No. Of course, Donnie gets this. Of course, it's always Donnie Simpson.
Donnie, what's it like being on the back cover?
Hey, I don't care, man. Anyway. Jeez. Can you give us a little blurb for the book? I said, yeah, I'd be glad to. I wrote a really, really nice thing. They put me in the front of all the other praise for the junkies. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
But reading through that reminded me of the business that those wonderful lads are still hanging in there.
Yeah.
And how, oh, God, it's like every month. Maybe every 4 months. Maybe every 3 months.
No, now it's every month.
Every
week they get ratings.
It's just, the ratings is one thing. It's just talking about the changes and who's supporting what and who's going to stay on and blah, blah, blah. And it was just, it made me all oogie reading about the radio business.
My good times.
But really nice and a beautiful tribute to his mom, JP's mom, of the sports junkies, of the junkies, at the end of the book that was my favorite part of the book. And I had no idea. I reached out to him over the weekend. Had no idea that he lost his mom because of COVID. So it was just, you know, it's just the radio business is tough like anything in show business. If you think that, hey, those people are lucky. Yeah, they're lucky, but they take their luck and they make it work in showbiz. And they have to deal with all those nasty behind the scenes executives.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start. As everyone in the universe knows, Betty White died on Friday at the age of 99. She would have turned 100 2 weeks from today on the 17th. Her 100th birthday was supposed to be a big deal for all of us. There's even a tribute film called Betty White, 100 Years Young. That's a problem. I don't want to say that killed her, but whoever the producers are, they should look in the mirror. Because if you didn't come out with that 100 years young before, it's a 99-year-old person.
I know.
Nothing's guaranteed.
You know, 17 days. You're like, oh,
some people are saying that it. If you count the leap years, she actually made it.
You gotta think ahead.
Well, the movie Betty White 100 Years Young is still on. Producers say they want to quote,
"Of course it is."
Provide a way for all who loved her to celebrate her life. And would it be nice if, since she died, she gave the ultimate sacrifice that they have to kill their movie too?
Yeah, they should at least remarket it. Because she's not 100.
I love
this
quote.
It's in the deal notes.
Yeah.
The producers say they want to provide a way for all who loved her to celebrate her life and experience what made her such a national treasure.
Producer Gary Bettman.
The film.
I think someone said, if she goes, it's even better for us.
Yeah, we'll just have this standing by if she dies.
Plan B. And the B stands for Betty.
The film includes some of Betty's funniest moments from her various TV shows, like The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Hot in Cleveland. I'd watch Betty White read names out of the phone
book. Did they reshoot the ending?
That's it. Plus tributes from her famous friends, including Ryan Reynolds, Tina Fey, Robert Redford, Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's like they went down the queue list of people they wanted to put in this movie. Why am I being cynical about this?
You know, you interviewed her. At Television City, Mike, you know that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Just so you know.
Sorry. Did I?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Clint, I should have said, you know, when I met her, she was wonderful.
She was.
I'm sure she was.
Because you did meet her.
Yes.
I did. God. I don't know what I had for breakfast.
Oh, Doris Roberts was a bitch on wheels, but I like Betty White.
Doris Roberts was nice too.
No, she
wasn't.
She was absolutely nice. Her publicist was not.
We all know that. The publicist was a
Yes.
We all know that Betty was the last of the Golden Girls, but her death also means that the main cast of the Mary Tyler Moore Show is also gone. Mm-hmm. Sad. Bummer, especially when old like
sad.
Me. Ed Asner, Cloris Leachman, and Gavin McLeod all preceded Betty to the pearly gates in 2021.
All this year, right?
Did they all die in 2021?
Yeah.
Oh no! Don't rub the makeup off your old man scabs as you're talking about people dying. Weird.
It's
day.
Like looking at Ed Asner.
Tampa Bay's Antonio Brown experiment is over. The Buccaneers let him go yesterday after he had a tantrum on the field, took off his gear, and left the field shirtless during the game against the Jets. The Bucs were losing 24-10 in the third quarter when he had his meltdown. He took off his jersey and pads, dropped him to the ground, then took off his shirt and gloves, threw him into the crowd. Then he walked through the end zone, did some jumping jacks, gave the crowd at MetLife Stadium where the Jets play the peace sign and jogged into the tunnel. Not clear why Brown was so upset, but one report, you know what's great about, you know, you have 50,000 sideline reporters.
Yeah.
You have 1 million people covering an NFL football game. Not clear what happened. Not one person can get the, when he has his tantrum and then Coach Aarons comes out and says he's no longer a Buck. Maybe you can infer it, but where's the reporting? The reporting they don't do reporting. They kiss buttocks. They do.
I disagree. This
you do?
This man is a known wackadoo. Like, when you're a wackadoo, you don't know why people do things.
But wouldn't you like to have more information, Oscar?
I'll give you the context I do have.
All right.
He was out for 3 games because he faked his COVID vaccine.
Because he faked the card, right.
And then he was roughly, 7 receptions out from a $300,000 bonus within his contract. So there
are $1 million bonus.
I'm sorry, $1 million. There are allegations that he was upset that they weren't throwing him the ball. He was asked by the coach to get back into the game. He would not get back into the game. And this is the beauty of it all. They still won. The Bucks still won. Tom Brady still won. Tampa Bay, without any receivers, still won the game.
Yeah, that's true. I just want more detail. I'd like to know really what was the meltdown.
I think it's the wackadoo factor.
Would you like to hear the clip of it happening?
That's Oscar. Ladies and gentlemen, spokesman for the National Football League, Oscar Santana.
Spokesman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Would you like to hear the clip
Seriously,
of it
he just
happening?
Gave the company line right there. He's mentally ill. Yeah, that's what they like to say. I think that as somebody who's been accused of being a wackadoo myself, I want to know what pissed him off. That's all. I always want to know what really set him off. Why was Mike so upset? Well, legit.
Well, Antonio Brown was a legendary Betty White fan.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. On Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles, speaking of the NFL, held on 20-16. To beat the Washington football team, keep the playoff hopes alive. But that wasn't the only thing that needed to be held on to. Jalen Hurts had a solid day, and he's walking out of FedEx Field. They're all the crazy Philly fans that drove down from Philadelphia who are clamoring over the railing trying to get a high five for him. And at the fabulous FedEx Field, a railing just shears off and breaks, causing all of the Philly fans tumbling down on top of the QB. Thankfully, no one was hurt. Hurts was able to help a few of them up after the nasty fall. And once everyone seemed to be okay, they all wanted selfies. And that's when security came in.
Of course, Mike. It's a legendarily...
Because of the security, yes, go ahead.
It's a legendarily great building, FedEx Field. Yeah. And I believe that next year they're going to change it to the Washington Football Stadium, is how they're going to call it. But I don't know if you remember this, is that the first year it opened, they had like 3 rainy Sundays just by luck. They can't control the weather, but they didn't realize that the downspouts were aimed at particular seats so that people that bought season tickets were actually having water trained on them the entire game based on bad design. So the building has a history of problems.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I noticed is when the security guy came over, there was no security when the people fell off
right,
the
of
railing.
Of course not.
Absolutely not. But when they went over to ask for selfies with the quarterback, that's when they started literally pulling them away.
Yeah.
The people who had just almost died falling off the railing. It was not
a casual fall. It's not like you're at the front of a concert. You're
no, it looks like one of those soccer games where the thing collapses, right? It was horrible. Okay, so this guy, David, is it Kochner?
Kochner
is the guy. Huh?
Kechner.
He's an anchorman. He plays the sportscaster who's in love with Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
He was arrested on New Year's Eve for drunk driving and hit and run. Didn't hit a person, but he was celebrating early, and he hit a sign, a street sign, crashed in there, and was driving erratically. He was released early the next day. We wish him the best.
He issued a statement, Mike. I have it if you want it.
All right.
Okay. Here's David Kechner from his state.
Champ here. I'm all about having fun. Get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
So good luck.
I really, really hope that won't affect future tour dates for somebody we know.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, a study found that 50% of couples where one spouse was a heavy drinker get divorced.
Really?
In a 2013 study by the University of Buffalo Research Institute on Addictions, this team set out to discover how alcohol can affect a marriage. Data was collected from 634 couples who were recently married. When they joined the study, couples were examined for the next 9 years in order to determine if alcohol use could lead to divorce. If participants said they drank 6 or more drinks at one time or were drinking until intoxication, this was defined as heavy drinking.
I'll keep you updated.
Okay. Results found that when the wife in the relationship is a heavy drinker, the divorce rate is higher than when the husband is a heavy drinker. When they are both when both partners are heavy drinkers, they are less likely to divorce.
Good.
Is that so? That's okay, right?
Yeah. Well, it can work out if we if she can keep up her end of the bargain.
Well, do you, I mean, does she outside of cocktail party shows?
No, she's not really. No, but I try.
Oh, so you are the heavy drinker in the family.
But, you know, Mike, we can work on it.
Okay. The holidays here are like, it's like going to Betty Ford, just dry.
Because nobody drinks in your family. I saw that you posted something with everybody sitting around opening gifts.
Nobody had a
drink. It looked like the Vietnam like summit meetings that they had.
And didn't Gerald Ford also complain that living with Betty Ford was dry?
It's just everybody's like, you know, jacket and tie. No one's smiling. And, you know, it's just it resembled like a UN session, not a gift opening. We can maybe talk about that tomorrow. That would be interesting.
Save your gift receipt.
And now a little something something. No joy. In Seoul, South Korea, they are concerned about a new safety hazard. Cats starting fires. January of 2019 to November this past year, cats have been responsible for over 100 house fires in the city of Seoul. The Fire and Disaster Department attributes the fires to cats jumping on top of electric stoves and activating touch-sensitive buttons that can then cause the appliances to turn on and overheat.
Oh, cats.
If you think this is just a South Korea problem, think again. The American Humane Group notes that 1,000 house fires in the United States are caused by pets annually, though it doesn't point the finger specifically at cats. Well, why not, is my question. When asked about the fires, a Korean cat said, not my problem, dude. Then licked itself. Let me start again.
All right.
I really need
stop
it's
the
first
Oscar,
day of 2022. Can I please be professional?
Yes, please.
When asked about the fire, a Korean cat said, not my problem, dude. Then licked itself, coughed up a kimchi scented fur ball, yawned, and stared. There you go. That's it. More cat news for 2022. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. I got a Charlie horse. We'll take a break. And, hydrate, Mike. Hydrate. Yeah. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Ow, that hurts. Oh, my God, my hamstring. On the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tony Jurgensen, good to see you.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Hot dog.
Sonny was a great quarterback.
Accustomed to getting his way.
A man who probably had permanent damage done to his ass because of the amount of kissing for
it's
his
true.
Entire life.
Excuse me, Mr. Jurgensen. My name is Rob Spiewak, and he holds up his hand like Caesar. He says, I know who you are. He waves to me, but he never takes the plum out of his mouth.
Getting kind of crowded in here, Jim. Getting kind of crowded.
Hot dog.
If there was a podcast Hall of Fame, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show would be the first inductee. It's what keeps the daily TMOS episodes coming to your device every day. Order a bonus show subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
All right, hold on a second. I got to format this different. It's too wide, Rob.
Smaller margins?
Too wide on the page.
All right.
I don't know what's happening. I think I got it.
All right.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We're delighted to have Cornerstone back on the show. Whoa, whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, and let me get right to that right now. Just waiting. Yes, the bugs. There we are. I found it. The Department of Labor has reported that inflation is accelerating at its fastest path. What does this mean to you? Well, with the new year upon us and rates still at historic lows, you can use the equity in your home, ladies and gentlemen, to pay off credit cards or take cash out for any reason, all before this imminent rate hike. Yeah, the rates are going to go up again. You need to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Cornerstone First is a direct lender with their own money, so they'll guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Even if you're working with another company, use them as a sounding board.
Sounding board.
To make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family, whether a purchase or refinance, the team at Cornerstone First is ready to help just in time to start the new year. Call the only mortgage company that we recommend at the Mike O'Mara Show. All of us, Rob, Oscar, and Mike, Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara podcast for over 6 years. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And Happy New Year from Cornerstone First Financial, everybody. All right, where are we in the show today? I am totally... I've got one more segment, break, right?
And then we have to go to SoundCloud.
Good. We're fine. We're wonderful. That's terrific. I wanted to talk about Oculus, which is the hot toy that everybody was getting for Christmas. I want to go all the way back to Christmas. There is a video. We're not sure that the video really translates well that Carla took of me. Now, on Christmas Day, I get a surprise gift, a gift I was not expecting, and that was the VR Oculus system that I guess she picked up at Costco, and it's the thing
super
where you strap it on your head.
It's crazy.
Well, very shortly after this was opened, it's no longer mine. It became the property of my son, who, daddy and son got a little flight simulator that I programmed into one of my own old Macintosh computers, and just incredible to fly around the airport going, it's not good. That's why PCs.
Yes.
That's why PCs are used for gaming.
Yes.
So now I'm just it's just a question of
did they route you, Mike? Did they route you through Detroit?
It's just horrible. It's horrible.
And canceled your flight.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got the computer over here, and it's just like I had the yoke and the throttle,
sure,
which was super cool, but it just doesn't work. So, and by the way, I priced PC, gaming PCs, and they start at $1 million.
That's the entry level?
Yeah. I mean, I still want to figure this out. $1 million for your gaming PC. But Oculus is very cool. I've used it twice. And both of those were on Christmas evening, the evening of Christmas, not Christmas Eve. And I bought a game for it, which was a boxing app that you get to box somebody. And it's cool
because
you can put
it's
really good, but I don't have a lot of space down here in Florida. I've talked about that. These are mini houses down here. They're for people that are getting ready to die. And they don't require, they have little garbage bags, little tiny garbage bags they put on the street, and that's all they have. Then a little bitty garbage thing. We have a regular family down here because I'm a square peg in a round hole. That's what I'm doing down here. So we have a carbon footprint that, you have private jets that would rival us. You know, it's just trash, 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 trash. We're down here, and so my area, you're supposed to map out an area when you have this VR that you can't go out of.
It's
all
like it's your VR safe space.
Like
within
a geofence.
Your geofence.
A geofence.
Hey, that's my the first geofence. Time we've heard Matt this year.
Hey, Pony. Pony, can you help me with the gaming computer world? Because I want to go PC.
Send him the link you sent me.
I totally can. And I also got an Oculus this Christmas.
Ooh. So you've played it as well.
Yeah,
but his game isn't boxing. It's called Girlfriend.
That's good. Oh, hey. I bet they have that, right?
Yeah, they got all sorts of crazy
stuff. Can you virtually...
I mean, not like
Demolition
Man, if anyone remembers that terrible movie.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. That's where a virtual doll, right?
What if you put the geofence around your midsection?
Well, then you can't leave it.
I have a geofence in my pants.
So the geofence, to give you an idea of the size restrictions I have in my home, my geofence was the size of an igloo cooler. Okay. That's my geofence.
It's meant just to keep you in a safe space where you're not punching your television, the wall, or your family.
Yeah.
Family, especially. Two things happen. In the first round, I slam my hand into the sliding glass door, painful way. But the hand didn't hurt nearly as much as I thought I had shattered it. Because I'm throwing a good right. I'm doing a good right cross.
Mess around.
I'm doing a good right cross. Then Carla starts videotaping me, and I start the program again.
Oh, no.
And I lose. It looks like the guy I'm boxing gets him back at me. I don't know how that happened, but I'm twisting around. And Carla got for Christmas these giant, like, home goods goblets, these glass goblets that she set up for Christmas dinner. And I'm turning around. I can't find the guy. Then I see him and I charge at him. And when I charge at him, the table, the dining room table, hits me in the balls and I fall forward, taking out the goblets that were on the, and Carla was, I don't think, I really don't think in our lifetime, I've done a lot of dumb stuff, I don't think I've ever seen her laugh as hard as she did.
Oh, isn't it the worst?
I don't think she's ever laughed that hard.
You know what? We've both been married for a good long time, and there is something so hurtful at the joy taken by a spouse when you screw up.
It's
and
that that's, quiet it's a laugh special, where they're trying not to laugh, where
God,
she's going,
they love it. There's nothing they love more than to see you screw up.
Oh my God.
But Mike, it's easy to do that though, especially when you first start using VR, where you lose your sense of space and balance.
Right.
Yeah.
And balance. I'd like to take it out to the middle of a football stadium. Mm-hmm. Then I would be trouble free.
Sure.
I almost smashed the sliding glass door and I hurt my hip, my artificial hip, with my nose scabs.
It's made of steel.
It's
chrome
terrible.
Steel.
That's right. So, Oculus, I will ask Oscar, and I will ask Pony, anything you would recommend for when Daddy, you know, the little man's back at school, Daddy's got some free time on his hands, you know. I'd like to know, is there anything you recommend as far as Oculus is concerned?
Pony, you go first.
Yeah, check out Beat Saber. Beat Saber's a great game if you want to get some exercise and play a little like music game. Very popular, but if you want to try like the Call of Duty game, like the first-person shooter games where you're running around, get a bucket ready because you will probably puke your guts out.
Yeah, because I noticed what I watched, Pony. I watched, oh my God, what was it? I watched some sort of movie. No, I got a plane, and it really almost made me nauseous.
Oh, yeah, like flying simulators are terrible for people who are new in VR. I was just playing like a simple first-person shooter game, and that, like, I could only play for like 10 minutes at a time, and I had to
stop
for like
an hour. Yeah, it makes you woozy.
I thought I was going to puke.
I can't believe you didn't download one of the golf games.
I haven't had time. My son's been on the thing the whole time.
Why don't you start with one of the golf offerings on the Oculus?
Yeah, the weird thing is if you play as John Daly, you also throw up.
and become addicted to smoking again.
Exactly.
That's how that
virtual
works.
Smoking.
And then the only other thing I was saying, we'll talk about this tomorrow. The addition to the household. Jake the snake.
Yes.
The ball python is in a ball in his hide, not moving. I've taken him out now 3 times, and he sort of stays in his ball. He's very shy. Not sure. I know that I've got listeners out there who are probably going to let me know how I can make him relax. He's only eaten once since we got him on Christmas Day. So we'll see what happens.
Do you miss Frankie?
I don't think he could probably make a case for Frankie. No, not yet. Not big enough yet. I just want him to come out of his hide and eat the mice that I have. I have three mice that I got from the pet store.
The broadcast family. We need pets with character.
That's right.
I might bring Jake in tomorrow.
Please do.
Yes. I might try to bring Jake in tomorrow, but maybe not. I'm still scared of him. Still think he's going to.
No, I think he'll be all right.
What type of snake is he?
He is a ball, as in testicle python. Uh-huh.
Is that why he's in a ball? Is that their characteristic?
I think they curl up in a ball most of the time. They're very docile and nocturnal and likes to stay in the hide, and we'll see what's happening.
Do you have to have a heat lamp?
Right after the show. I have a heat lamp because Michael's room is very cold.
What about the big reveal? How did that go?
Yeah.
The reveal was fantastic. Reveal. I didn't get tears, but I almost got tears. And I go, oh, my God. And I got the immediate hug. And then shortly thereafter, it was forgotten. To be honest with you, not as sad. No, I mean, I don't know what I expected. I mean, as a friend of mine a long time ago from American University, when talking about having a marriage and family, said, I'm not quite ready for that much ingratitude. That's it. So, anywho, we got to take a break when we come back. Snake in the house. Snake in the house.
Snake in the house. His house.
I want to get to the point where I'll do some shows with the snake around my neck. I'm really ready for that. I'd like to do that. You know, like those weird people online. Yeah. I'm one of them now.
Put the snake around your neck and play Oculus.
Yeah, at the same time.
Right.
You can eat. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, kids, where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to, like, sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Michael Mara burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh, God, these are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burger.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top-quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Did they teach you that here?
Brad.
If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Noom. Now that it's a new year, you're going to see a lot of ways to lose weight. You're going to be inundated with it. Guess what? Most of them won't work. That's why I like Noom. By the way, hey, Noom. Pretty good for me when I dropped 3 pounds on the holiday.
Hey!
That's pretty cool. From Christmas to New Year's, I'm pretty proud of that. And I use Noom to deal with, having stuff all over the place that sets you back. I love Noom. Noom uses psychology to empower you with the knowledge and skills you need to build smarter long-term habits and behaviors. Noom doesn't believe in restricting what you can or can't eat. Noom gives you the knowledge and wisdom you need to make informed choices that not only fit your lifestyle, but also help you reach your goals. You're the boss. You decide how Noom weight fits into your life. Decide how Noom weight fits. Sorry. Not the other way around. I'm sorry. I don't understand what that means, guys. I apologize.
All right. That's all right.
5, 10, or no, it's not. 5, 10, or 15 minutes a day. How much time you want to spend on the app is up to you. Noom is grounded in science, and it's at the heart of everything they do. They have published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles that inform users, practitioners, scientists, and the public about how their methods work and how effectively they are. I'm sorry. Sign up for your trial and get psychology-based support and motivation to reach your goals at noom.com/TMOS. That's noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial, everybody.
Did you hear that?
Listen, what's that sound?
The big sound in the Big Ten.
The sound. Sound.
There's a new sound.
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 Sound. Sound.
What a sound.
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 That's the sound.
Sound.
Sound Town.
What did you all do for New Year's Eve? Anything?
Very quiet. Stayed up. I didn't really talk about this. I was going to maybe save it for later, but absolutely a smash. Stayed with Miley Cyrus's Miami New Year's Countdown all night. Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson. And I figured out what the hole was in the lineup. It was real performances. Unbelievable talent, which Miley Cyrus has, you know, coming out of her ears and other body parts. But I will tell you, it was, and Pete Davidson is just effing funny. I watched it and they did a great job. And I realized what I truly hated, much like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I hate that fake jive,
the formula.
BS.
Yeah.
With whoever the young girl was that was talking to Ryan Seacrest, with all of her crazy personality, it was just crap.
I give Miley and Pete credit. Also very cool, their New Year's champagne pop, much better than a ball dropping. I thought their lighting was great. I thought it was very cool. I also do think that her wardrobe malfunction was very carefully planned. I give her credit if it was.
I thought it was sexy, and it gave her credit, and she handled it perfectly. I will also tell you that it's so much better to see real performances from people and real sculpted comedy bits as opposed to Andy Cohen it's garbage. Yeah.
Well, Mike, you brought up his name. You talk about a performance. Andy Cohen gave quite a performance by the time the end of the evening had rolled around, and Anderson was trying to rein him in, but Andy'd had a lot to drink, and he was not pleased to with the performance of Bill de Blasio.
Watching Mayor de Blasio.
Don't go on a rant.
Do his.
Don't go on a rant.
Victory lap dance.
Don't.
After 4 years of the crappiest
you want to start
term as the mayor of New York. The
That's
only thing that
year.
Democrats and Republicans can
That's
agree
how,
on
I mean,
is what
how,
a horrible mayor he has been.
Wow.
So, sayonara, sucka.
Wow. 2022. I mean, it's a new year. Because guess what? I have a feeling I'm going to be standing right here next year. And you know who I'm not going to be looking at? Dancing as the city comes aboard you.
Andy Cohen had so much to drink, he could almost see straight.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, he was
what
out,
a great
control,
clip.
Out of control.
Oh, I would have loved to not miss that, but I love Miley. It was great.
Yeah. Mike, I wanted to play this for you. This is, I mentioned there was two pretty notable John Madden tributes that were put on Twitter. This is the one from CBS, and they did a very, I think, respectful job, and I think we should hear it. I think it's very, very nice.
Talk about immortality. Some of us think maybe we will be immortal, that we'll live forever, but and when you really think about it, we're not going to be. But I say this, through this bust, in that hall, we will be forever.
Good afternoon, everyone. Dick Stockton with John Madden.
Hi, everybody. I'm Vin Scully, along with John Madden.
I'm Pat Summerall here with my colleague John Madden, as usual.
Hi, I'm John Madden.
I have never worked a day in my life.
That is football. That is great football.
I went from player to coach.
Madden goes on the shoulders of his players.
To a broadcaster.
What a way to start a Super Bowl. Come out, make something happen.
And I am the luckiest guy in the world.
This is one of the great holidays that we have, and we got the turkey here.
Jerry, you get the whole turkey. You get the whole bird.
Long, whack, he comes here. He lines up here, boom, he's sent. Where are you going to run on this thing? They have no idea where we are, who we are, where we're coming from, or who we're throwing to.
It scares me, but I understand it completely.
This is a father bucket. This is a mother bucket. And since the last game, they had a baby bucket.
I can't tell you what a joy it's been working with you.
Well, I sure enjoy it, and I thank you for everything. For having to put up with all my goofy things.
There's no higher honor than winning the Super Bowl. This is as good as it gets. And the great thing about it, it lasts forever.
So I thank you all very much. This has been the sweetest ride of them all. Thank you.
Yay. The great ones always say luck. The great ones always say lucky. They always acknowledge luck. You know, I love that. I mean, he could be wallow in his own greatness and just let people do it. But he knows he was grounded. That's why, you know, when you say I never worked a day in my life, I'm the same exact way. This is so much fun to do. I love doing it. I wouldn't be doing this in 62 if I didn't love what I'm doing. It's great. I'm lucky as hell. Even on a tiny level, I'm no John Madden, not even close, but it's just fun. It's great to have a job where we have fun.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And most of our job is fun. Some of it's a pain in the ass, but most of it is fun. The best thing? Yes, way to go, John Madden. Made me think about it. Thank you.
Let's close with this. This was a viral piece of comedy that it was airing over the weekend. I think I found this on Instagram. And a family had a new tradition that on New Year's Eve, they went through grandma's pantry to find expired foods.
That's funny.
So
I like that
let's
already.
Let's close with this.
I have ginger snaps in 2018. These mandarin oranges expired in 2014.
Quick shaken pour, 2016.
Full can of light corn syrup, 2015.
English breakfast tea, 2013. I win!
The sad thing is my grandma expired in 2012. That's
there
all
she
I got.
Goes. Yeah, I like that.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
Now leaving Please SoundCloud. That's right, everybody. Hey, Happy New Year. Tomorrow I'll tell you more about Jake and the holiday. I didn't get to anything I wanted to talk about. Anyway, and a new Christmas wonderful idea that I recommend to everybody for food. You can eat.
You can eat.
Tomorrow, once again, we will be joined by Oscar Santana in Los Angeles, and perhaps we could discuss in a little more detail his funereal Christmas gathering around
the... Oh, you mean the way they brokered the presents?
It was quite interesting, yeah?
Yes.
Really? Seriously. I thought somebody was waiting for a verdict. But anyway, we'll do that tomorrow. And for Rob Spiewak, Rob had some Christmas, too. And, of course, we have to revisit the bonus show to a degree and apologize to Rob tomorrow. We'll get to that. There's really no need. But anyway, for Rob and Oscar, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more?
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yeah, prepared for 2022, everybody. Isn't that right, Alex?
You look at the miserable globalist. You look at people like Bill Gates, and you look at people like Mark Zuckerberg and the
Yeah, shut up. Have a good day, everybody.